The House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is March 5, 2015, the 36th and possibly, though it's not assured, last day of the session. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquibel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton excused, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Crone, Nicholas, 59 present, 1 excused.
Prayer for the day is offered by Representative Laux.
We're going to do this a little different.
Why don't you go ahead and pray? I'm going to pray to close.
Excuse me?
I'm going to pray to close. Why don't you go ahead and pray?
Oh. Well, we've had a change. When I was at home last weekend, I was thinking about what I wanted to say today, and this is, I was looking at our composite picture that had just come, and I was looking at all the faces and smiling, and just two words came to mind, and one is grateful, and the other is gifts. And I, like all of us, I'm sure, am very grateful to being in this body. It's an amazing body, and we're all grateful to serve our constituents. And just the group of us put together is a miracle in itself, I think, from God. I mean, we have such a diverse group, and we agree and disagree, and there's gifts that God gives to all of us. And you look around at each other and look at all the varying gifts that we have, and it's just amazing. So I was trying to reflect on. There's many places in the Bible and Scripture that the Lord says, tells about gifts that He has for us and gifts that He offers to us. And some of us receive those gifts and some don't, but they're there. And each one of us has different gifts. And so I thought of a Scripture. In the first book of Corinthians, the Lord talks, in the 12th chapter, talks about spiritual gifts. And so I'm just going to read a couple verses out of there. Okay? And in the seventh verse in the 12th chapter of Corinthians, it starts out, it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit, by the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by that same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing, by that same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of those spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of those tongues." And those are there for us to grab a hold of. And with this body and with the gifts we have, it's just, I am so blessed to be in this body. And so quickly I'll do a prayer. Actually, Representative Winters, the master of prayer, was gonna pray, I thought, so I wasn't really prepared for this, but I'll say something real shortly. Okay. Lord, I just lift up this body to you. And I just hope that all our eyes are on you and understand we're all the same and you love us all the same. And to grab a hold of what's given to us and to go home and to represent our constituents the way you'd want us to, with honesty and with dignity. and to thank you for all the things that we take for granted every day, just the simple things of having shelter and food to eat and being able to live in America, be able to live in Wyoming, and we are just all so blessed. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, I pray. Amen.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Brothers and sisters, I had an opportunity to visit with our colleague, John Patton, this morning. And as you know, his family was here this morning and cleaned out his desk, get those personal items out of here at his office upstairs. He is accepting visitors. He's in 6223. He's good for about 3 minutes. And then he gets weak, and maybe it was just me. But thank you, Representative Burkhart. It was me. But he certainly brightened up. So if you have time in this next day or two and want to stop up and see him, he's on oxygen, but he can speak, and he is glad to see people. So anyway, there's just a little update for you. Keep him in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Good. Representative Steinmetz.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
I'd like to introduce my husband, Corey, sitting right up over here. He came down to help me pack things out, so.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, good morning, everyone. Just a reminder that we have tours still going today for Jonah at lunch and during or upon adjournment. Several people that were signed up to go this morning didn't get there. I know you're all anxious to pack up and hopefully get out of here before next Monday or sometime like that. So just a reminder that it would be good for you to get over to the new place prior to leaving town so you have an idea of what will look like come February 8th. And then our good chief clerk has provided us with some delicious cake made by our own Debbie Childs in the snack room. So it's our bon voyage to the Capitol and possibly happy trails, Representative Blake, to the Capitol. Here we go. All right, come on, everyone, stand up. We can do this.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
What would we do without our Stan? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Members, a lot of us Laramie County legislators don't ever move out of our desks. And so we're doing that now. And I came across this poem that I got from former Representative Ann Robinson. And there were 14 members that are still in this body from that 2007 when she passed this out to us. And if you read there on the bottom about her dad and how he liked this verse, and he served in the legislature between 1959 and 1978, and how these things are handed down legislative generation to legislative generation, and I thought it would be nice for each of you to have that now, maybe as a keepsake and giving back your public service, and I appreciate all of you.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Well, brothers and sisters of the 63rd, our majority whip had challenged us to share facts about the Capitol. And one thing that I'm sure most of you know that I think is very interesting is that there are fossils, you know, in the floor that you can see. I think everybody knows that. But what a lot of people don't know is the dig where they got those fossils is the same dig where they got a lot of members from the other body.
Yeah.
Since 1994, scholarships have been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 21 years, 27 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Sheridan College, Western Wyoming Community College, and Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $7,100 in memorial contributions. The funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students enrolled in an institution of higher education to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in the areas of constituent mail, bill tracking and summaries, drafting talking points, writing news releases or newsletters, and similar services. Joining our scholarship recipients is Mrs. LaVonda Copsa, who has served as interim coordinator for the past 13 years. This year, the Legislative Selection Committee has chosen to honor two interns as recipients of the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship. Katie Krell is a junior attending the University of Wyoming and will have a bachelor's degree in political science with a minor in Spanish, graduated in the summer of 2016. Casey Terrell is also attending the University of Wyoming and will complete his bachelor's degree in political science this spring. LaVonda, would you please make the presentations to our two recipients? Great. And, well, wait a minute. LaVonda, they'd be welcome to address the body if they'd like. We'd like to hear from them. Rich.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and stand before you, and thank you for this wonderful scholarship. I really do appreciate it immensely. It has been an absolute honor to work with you guys and to be here every day. I have had such an amazing experience, and it has just been phenomenal. I have learned so much, and I've got to meet so many of you, and I've loved it so much. I've got to work extremely hard with Representative Harvey and the Labor Committee, and I've loved every minute of it. And I hope that I will be able to continue this and hopefully make a career out of doing something like this, which is my goals at the moment. So thank you so much for everything you've given me. I really appreciate it.
I've said it before and I'll say it again, Katie's an extremely hard worker and not somebody to easily follow up. You know, one of my favorite philosophers, he speaks a lot about democracy. And one of his quotes is, "The death of democracy is not likely assassination by ambush, but rather slowly fading due to apathy, indifference, and uncaring." And when I come and sit in the gallery and observe this body day after day, as I've had the privilege to over the past 8 weeks, I see a group of 60 individuals who are the antithesis of that statement. And being a Wyoming Knight myself, that makes me swell with pride. And I want to thank you guys, first of all, for your service, because it makes me really proud that I come from a state where that's a priority, and you guys represent your constituents so well. I want to thank you for your scholarship, as it helps me continue on in my educational process, and it's helped make this semester here in Cheyenne a reality for me. And I want to thank you for taking the time. So many of you have stepped aside with me and the other interns to have personal conversations and get to know us and share your wisdom and experience with us. So thank you for that. And I thank you for, like I said before, being beacons of democracy as it should be. So thank you very much for your time, and thank you for the semester. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'd just like to mention to the body that I am so thrilled that Casey and Katie have won this award. The university, actually, where's Wendy, if Wendy is around, that came to me a year and a half ago, and said, you know, we need to have, you know, more UW students participate, and that we had internships in AIDS, and I'm sure you've seen them with me a little bit, but 3 credits, and that's it. And instead, I've been working with the political science department to get some of our best and our brightest to come over here and spend full time, comparable to what they do with the internship in D.C., which we have students go to. And we worked really hard, and I actually visited with the speaker and the president about whether or not this would work, and I was like, we're not sure, but give it a try. And for those of you who have had the opportunity to get to know Casey and Katie and their work, we think it's really been a success. And so I congratulate you, and in all honesty, I think we're going to see them in this body over the next couple of decades in one of these seats, right? And they could have mine. And so again, I'm thrilled that they have been here and that the experiment has been a success. And again, thank you, Mr. Speaker, because it took you too saying, all right, give it a try.
Yes.
You didn't like it.
LaVonda, Katie, and Casey, thank you for being here today, and thank you for what you've done. We appreciate it. Now, Shadow, would you please stand up? Shadow McKim, our student page, was born in New Mexico and raised in Laramie. She lives with her mom, dad, younger sister, and 2 dogs. She's a senior at Laramie High School and a member of the Book Club and the National Honor Society. She'll be attending the University of Wyoming in the fall and plans on majoring in biology and minoring in literature. She hopes to have a career working at the National Geographic Society or the Smithsonian. She enjoys hiking, bicycling, and bouldering in the summer, and snowshoeing and sledding in the winter. Shadow, we're so glad you were here, and we'd love to hear a few words from you if you'd like to address the body.
So I've been asked the question a lot through my time here is how I'm related or if I'm related to Representative McKim, since we share the last name. But we're not related, we just share the name, and it's kind of cool because how many people can claim that? So my parents couldn't be here today, but I would like to thank them for allowing me to be here. It's a great opportunity to get to know people and see how the legislative body works. I'd like to thank the representatives for making me feel welcome and for what you do for the state. I don't think people realize how important the work is that you do here, and there's a lot more that goes on than just passing and failing bills. I became interested in the legislature through Girls State last year. I was in the House, so I sort of had an idea of how it worked. And when I was offered this job, as I call it, I was really excited because I could see how it works in real life and see actual bills being made and passed. And my favorite part was all the debates and the different points that were brought up, and you could tell like what people believed and what parts of the state they represented with the points they brought up. So next year, as the speaker said, I plan to go to the University of Wyoming and major in biology and possibly minor in literature. I'm not sure if I want a master in literature as well. I'm still debating on it. And my future goal is to work for National Geographic or Smithsonian, preferably National Geographic just because it's more science-based. But my goal is to get through college first. So, and thank you again for this wonderful opportunity, and I hope to use what I learned here sometime in my future.
Thank you, Shadow, for your words and for what you've done for us. General Committee report.
According to the agenda, this should be the fourth item.
What
but
I put
now
up
we're
with.
On the ninth.
What I put up with.
This is the 36th day of the session. Your journal committee reports that the journal of March 4, 2015 has been read and recommends it be approved, signed by Representative Schwartz, and almost not signed by Representative Steinmetz. Thank you.
Without formality out of the way, we're ready for adoption of conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 15. Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report on House Bill Number 15, Message 285, and ask for your aye vote. Basically, what the Senate did was ensure that the time frame for the voting restoration rights would include that the people that have been convicted of those crimes and served those sentences would successfully complete their probation or parole. And we had a chance to visit about that, and it's I think it's a good amendment, and would ask for your aye vote or take any questions. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 15. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused. Paxton. Paxton excused. Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 15. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 121, Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message number 380 to House Bill 121, and we'll have a little discussion, and then you can decide whether you want to vote for it or against it. What the Senate did was item B there on the conference committee report, any voting delegate shall be directed to vote for procedures and rules mandating that the convention remain a convention of states where each state is represented by one vote. We had that discussion over here. The Senate added it, and we accepted that addition. Where the controversy was down there on F. The number and identity of delegates representing the state of Wyoming shall be selected by the Management Council of the Wyoming Legislature in consultation with the governor and confirmation by the Senate if it is in session. And that's where even we on the committee differed somewhat about whether, the management council or if it should come back to the full legislature to select these potential delegates. There was even a discussion whether the delegates should be from the 90 currently elected to people or can you select from anyone in Wyoming? Maybe, someone that's served Wyoming well in the past might be more senior than some of us and has lots of experience, you know. But, you know, we had that debate. We kind of left it as is. We did add that confirmation by the Senate if it is in session. Again, we discussed whether it should be just the Senate or the Senate and the House. As we know, the appointees are all confirmed by the Senate. So the Senate liked that idea. And, you know, it's up to us to concur. So I'm still probably going to vote no on this, but I'll let the body decide because this is probably our last chance if we want the bill to live to see it go through. So we'll have a little discussion here.
Discussion on the motion. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to kind of echo what the good chairman just said, you know, we came out of conference committee with a voted-in amendment, and that's not the amendment in front of you. They came back and later and said, you know, we like this version a little bit better. This is not what was agreed on in the conference committee at all. And I'd ask your no vote on this conference committee. If this bill fails, what's basically going to happen is, say all of a sudden a convention of states is called. Well, precedence has been set on that, and what happens is this body, along with the Senate, picks those delegates. And that's just what we're asking, to follow precedence has been set in the past through this Delegate Limitation Act, through this bill. But vote your conscience. I'm going to vote no.
Representative Larson, Dan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time here. I have to echo the same over that Representative Lindholm spoke. This isn't what we came out of the committee with. And I signed under duress, and I probably should not have. So I would like to go back and speak to him again. So urge a no.
Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, I got up here ready to charge full tilt at this, and everybody's saying many of the things that I fully agree with. I would say that the great benefit that we had before, and what they seem to be manipulating here, is that prior to this, we would have essentially selected a delegate in the way that a senator would have been selected prior to the 17th Amendment. And so I really feel like that is a good tried-and-true process, and that what they're attempting to do here, in all their infinite wisdom over there, is usurp the power of this body. And so on and against this particular concurrence.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 15. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Whoa. Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 121. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. No. Baker. No. Baldwin. No. Barlow. No. Berger. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. No. Campbell. No. Kennedy. No. Clem. No. Connolly. No. Dayton. No. Edmonds. No. Edwards. No. Eklund. No. Esquivel. No. Freeman. No. Gay. No. Greer. Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Patton, excused. Paxton?
No.
Pelkey?
No.
Petroff?
No.
Piperinen?
No.
Pinnell?
No.
Reeder?
No.
Schwartz?
No.
Summers?
No.
Steinmetz?
No.
Stubson?
No.
Throne?
No.
Walters?
No.
Wilson?
No.
Winters?
No.
Zwanitzer Dan?
No.
Zwanitzer Dave?
No.
Mr. Speaker? I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. One aye, 58 no, one excused.
By your vote, you have failed to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 121. Representative Paxton.
Mr. Chairman, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please.
Up here and over here we have the third grade class from Saratoga Elementary School. They brought along with them their principal, Dave Rankage, and their very, very fine young teacher over here, Lori Trevelyan, back over here. So kids, stand up and welcome to the house. And as an added bonus, the kids have written their own bills, and if we get to a position where we're at ease, maybe they will come down and present at least one of those bills to us, and we can kind of show them the process of how that works. As a second privilege of the floor, my daughter up here happens to be the student teacher with this class, and she's trying to raise her four kids and me. And two of those of the four kids are here today. Christy, can you stand up so we can see you? That's Christy Jordan, and she is a volleyball player, a basketball player, and a lover of all animals except maybe skunks and snakes. And then Quade Jordan, a little redhead over there, is a basketball player and a wrestler and a world-class dirt bike stunt man, and also my assistant mechanic when we're restoring old cars. So welcome.
The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 180. Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move adoption of a Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 180. Members, this is the bill regarding child abuse or child sexual assault that deals with the dissemination of that discovery in civil cases. We had a discussion on what was the appropriate standard, and we've talked a lot about the different standards in law during this session, and we ended up agreeing on a good cause standard rather than a balancing test standard. So I think it's a good amendment and a good bill, and I would urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 180. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer. Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkfried,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 180. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Report Number 1 on Senate File 130. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 130 and ask for the body's favorable vote on this. When this bill was brought before us, the intent was to have the lottery also include their reports to the TRW committee. In committee, in the Minerals Committee, we had a request and a graph from the Revenue Committee requesting us to remove the Revenue Committee from that reporting process, as they felt that they didn't need that report. We accommodated that request. This body accommodated that request. And then when it went back over for conference, the Senate Revenue Committee says that they wanted to continue to receive that report. And so we said, fine, we don't care. If they want to receive it, they can receive it. So we're putting the Revenue Committee back into that statute for them to receive that report. So, again, I'd encourage your aye vote.
Discussion on the motion. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 130. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
no.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff, Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lindholm. Aye to no. Freeman. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 25 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 130. The next file for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 133. Representative McKim. Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 133 and ask for your aye vote. And on this, we adopted the House amendments to it and added a little language to it to on the date that this should come to termination on it. So with that, we'll ask for your aye votes.
Discussion on the motion. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, it would appear that it says delete the following House amendments, and I was just curious what those were. If I'm looking at the right one, maybe I'm looking at the wrong one.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the House adopted some amendments that we felt cleaned up the bill and made it more consistent with another bill that related to Bighorn Sheep 134. And so we were trying to give some consistency in the language of the two bills. Apparently we like some inconsistency on the other side, and so therefore they rejected that attempt at consistency, and we are essentially where the bill started as it came to this side, with the one exception of the practicable language as on there that is retained. So nothing substantive. We certainly improved it. They couldn't handle it. I would ask for your aye vote.
Any other discussion on the motion? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 133. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Blake. Burkhart. Byrd. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay. Greer. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton excused. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Pipirinen. Pinnell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Crone, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Are there any? Pipirinen, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 22 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to House Bill 133. Joint Conference Committee on Senate File 8. Northrop, Chairman, Summers, and Hunt. Now, we're going to do something I've never seen done since I've been here. There's some thought that this might succeed, so we're going to appoint a third conference committee on Senate File 13. And this is also a free committee, so be careful. Chairman will be Croker and Edmonds and Winters. Chairman Zwanzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've never seen a third conference committee, and I was just wondering if you could tell me where in rules or Masons we actually allow for that, because I didn't...
There'd be a rule that says I can't.
Okay.
And report back. Okay, we are now ready for reading and signing enrolled acts. The first act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 100. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 100 from Original House Bill 100, an act relating to fuel taxes.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 100 being Original House Bill 100. I've so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 101.
Enrolled Act 101 from Original House Bill 11, an act relating to the study of distant education for informing recalibration of the educational resource block grant model.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 101 being Original House Bill 11. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 102.
Enrolled Act Number 102 from Original House Bill 38, an act relating to elections.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 102 being Original House Bill 38. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 103.
Enrolled Act 103 from original House Bill 183, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 103 being original House Bill 183. Okay, now the problem that I have is that those two joint conference committees I just appointed cannot meet without first announcing, and they can't announce it if we're all at lunch. So I'm going to say Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Conference Committee for Senate File 8 will meet in Senate Education at 2 o'clock.
I'm still short. Okay, 2 o'clock. I was hoping it would be sooner. We're going to do a few more enrolled acts here, and I'm going to see if I can get the other one announced, and then we could go to lunch. Yep, here he comes now. All right, then we will sign a few more enrolled acts. The next enrolled act is enrolled act number 75, Senate.
Enrolled act number 75, Senate, from original file 126, an act relating to water quality.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 75, Senate, which is original Senate file 126. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 76, Senate.
Enrolled Act Number 76, Senate, from original Senate File 3, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 76, Senate, being original Senate File 3. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 77, Senate.
Enrolled Act Number 77, Senate, from original Senate File 9, an act relating to the Wyoming Right to Farm and Ranch Act.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 77, being original Senate being original Senate File 9. I have so signed. Next act is Enrolled Act Number 78, Senate.
Enrolled Act 78, Senate. from original Senate File 56, an act relating to public lands.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 78, Senate, being original Senate File 56. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 79, Senate.
Enrolled Act 79, Senate, from original Senate File 91, an act relating to charter schools.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 79, Senate, being original Senate File 91. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Act Number 80, Senate.
Enrolled Act Number 80 from the Senate, from original Senate File 85, an act relating to Long-Term Care Choices Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 80, Senate, being original Senate File 85. I have so signed. The next act is Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1, Senate.
Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1, Senate, from Original Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to authorize the investment of state funds not designated as permanent funds.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1, Senate, being Original Joint Resolution, Senate Joint Resolution 2. I have so signed. Representative Eklund.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please.
We're killing time, aren't we? He's not answering me. I have a great campaign story that I could share while we're sitting around here waiting on things, unless I'm interrupting Rosie.
No, please proceed, Representative Eklund.
This spring, I was getting the last of my campaign signs up, and I was in Burns, Wyoming, part of my district. And there was a little girl riding her bike around, and she had just finished kindergarten, and she was really sweet. And it was a fun day of getting the last of the signs out. And we were putting them in, and you know how a five-year-old is. They just ask question after question after question. And I was healing up from the accident and still a little bit crippled, and she finally said, well, what, when I said I was getting campaign signs out, she continued to ask questions, and I finally said, well, I'm running for office. And that seemed to satisfy her. And then a little bit later, she pointed at my walker and said, how fast can you run with that thing?
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 3 p.m.
Heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're in recess until 3 p.m.